For media members on the line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for any of the coaches here today. We're now joined on the call by the head coach, the Rhode Island Rams, Jim Fleming. Good morning, Coach Fleming.
Hey, Rob. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Congratulations on an impressive road win, 31-14 at UAlbany last Saturday. As you've gone back and looked, tell me what your team did well Saturday.
Well, I mean, we played very well in all three phases. You know, it was a two-quarter football game, meaning, you know, the wind was a significant factor. I don't know if Greg talked about that or not, but the wind was a significant factor, so the coin toss was huge. You know, we ended up, you know, winning the coin toss, deferred it, and, you know, they took the ball as you really have to, and they picked up the battle going into the wind, and then we were fortunate enough to, you know, flip the field. You know, we got a, you know, a stop and then a block punt, and then, you know, our offense was able to really stay balanced throughout the game. But, you know, you look at, you know, some extended drives, finishing off with scores, efficient on offense, thought we ran the ball better than we have been, and, you know, really allowed us to stay balanced offensively. Defensively, we played, you know, lights out. You know, those kids swarmed around, hit, tackled well. We, you know, we stopped the run game very well, and you know, gave a couple of plays up here and there, but really played a complete defensive game. And then, you know, the special teams wise, I mean, the you know, the trick is in the wind games is just managing the wind when you're kicking into it quite a bit. And I thought our kickoffs were, you know, extremely good. We had a chance to be able to take a big threat off the board there with how they kicked, and I thought our punter handled it very well as well. You know, numbers are what they are, but, you know, we were able to be efficient there. Had a couple of stupid penalties that hurt us, and then one big snafu on fourth and one, you know, at a direct snap. We fumbled, and they were able to scoop and score for a touchdown. But it was a quality win on the road, and those don't come easy in this league. And our kids were thrilled to go down and get it after the disappointing loss to Elon the previous week. So, good win, and now we got our work cut out for us with James Madison.
As you touched on, you guys have been on the short end of some really heartbreaking losses this season, including that Elon game. How proud of your guys to be able to go on the road and get off to that quick start and play so well against a quality team like UAlbany?
Yeah, I'm extremely proud of them, and, you know, it's our expectation. You know, there was a comment made by, you know, a reporter after the Elon game, you know, talking about that we've been a very resilient group and persistence, and it's, you know, very persistent and continuing to come and battle each week through some heartbreaking defeats, not just this year, but the previous year as well. And, you know, ask the question, you know, is there a law of diminishing returns, or is there a point in time where right now you just can't take it anymore? And my response to that is, you know, once you give in to that, you know, you're a quitter and you're a loser, and, you know, our kids wouldn't do that. So, you know, our kids, you know, have battled through, and they've deserved better in terms of wins, but we've got to be able to finish games better, and we've been in a number of them, which, you know, we've gotten into the fourth quarter and haven't been able to come out. We obviously were able to play a complete game last week, but, you know, they overcome a lot. You know, we practiced all last week, you know, on a baseball field with no lines, because it was the only surface on campus that we had the footing, you know, because we're mostly grass around here, and it was just such a miserable, you know, work week, you know, we practiced there and practiced through the rains and all that, and then we, you know, our field goal kicker, unfortunately, has been struggling, never had a chance to kick to a set upright, you know, so we were kicking at the film tower. But, you know, our kids are tough, they're resilient, and you know, we've been waiting for that breakthrough, and hopefully Albany was, and it was a good win for us, and we just got to go on and see if we can put two in a row.
We're here with Rhode Island head coach Jim Fleming. If you have a question for him, hit star one on your keypad. We got several in queue. If you'll get those for us, Pasha.
Your first question is from the line of Dave Thomas with ESPN Radio Harrisonburg.
Good morning, Coach. Hope you're doing well.
I'm doing well. Thanks, Dave.
You mentioned balance a couple of different times, and I look at the stats of your team. It seems to be kind of what you are. Is that the overall goal? And if you had to lean one way or the other, would you rather be able to run the ball better or pass the ball more?
Well, the easy answer there is we want to be able to do both effectively, you know. But what's proven out for us is that when we've been in games where we're able to go ahead and maintain balance, we've been able to win both of them. It was, you know, Harvard and Albany, we were much more balanced in terms of which way we went with it. A couple of the other games that, you know, we weren't able to close out became a little bit more of a pass game for us, which, you know, we're happy to move the sticks however we can. But, you know, for the, you know, when you're looking at W's, you know, the proof's in the pudding. You know, the two wins, we're extremely balanced and able to maintain the run game throughout the whole course of the game and not put ourselves in a position to have to, you know, exclusively pass it. But got confidence in, you know, our running backs, and got confidence in our receivers, and our quarterbacks have been playing well. So, you know, in a perfect world, we're able to stay balanced and be able to continue to keep the threats, you know, for the defense, where they've got to be able to defend both options at all times.
And lastly, Coach, your run defense this week was pretty nasty, I think, at giving up negative yardage. Just talk about their effort on Saturday and how comparable will be the run game that you're going to try to work against with JMU this week.
You know, I think that our kids went in there and battled and had some really, you know, some early success versus Albany, and I think they kind of grew with confidence throughout the game, which is obviously important but should not be the determining factor in how you play. You know, we've been a little bit porous in terms of our run defense, but our kids up front, you know, absolutely, you know, dominated the line of scrimmage and you know, made it a, you know, a day where statistically you're going from a team that our defense had been giving up quite a few on the ground to going minus 17. It was, you know, it was we were thrilled about it, and it's what it's got to be the standard for us. I don't think you can go ahead and think that we'll be able to hold James Madison to minus 17. They're an extremely good rushing football team, but when you prepare against them, I mean, they do look like the New York Giants up front, and you know, but it's the same plays. I mean, the plays we've been defending all year are the same plays that James Madison runs, and it's a question of getting your eyes in the right position and playing gap control and probably put them in schemes to be able to take advantage of a couple of, you know, to move them a little bit just to help us out. But, you know, the James Madison attack is, you know, you wipe the board clean and you're right back to square one. We're going to have to battle. And it's going to be a very physical battle inside, and it's going to be a very interesting matchup as you watch the game.
Thank you, Coach. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Your next question is from the line of Greg Mejia with the Daily News Record.
Hey, Jim, I just wanted to ask you about your quarterback, Juwan Lawson. I know he's kind of giving you guys a spark offensively. I was kind of curious just in the fact of how you guys got him to Rhode Island. Obviously, you know, from California, went to New Mexico for a little bit. How'd you guys get him to come all the way east to Rhode Island?
Well, Juwan was, you know, a guy that was a grad transfer from the University of New Mexico. He was working the option game out there in New Mexico and hadn't had really a good opportunity to show what he can do. He was an extremely efficient passer out of high school, went to New Mexico, you know, got his education and wanted the opportunity to play quarterback for 2 years, and his options became, you know, transferring, you know, really anywhere, but looking at FCS level football programs to see if he'd have a chance to play quarterback. We had already signed a transfer quarterback with Tyler Harris, and we had, you know, one of our returning guys, you know, really quit right before the end of the, you know, right before training camp, truthfully. And we had been talking to Juwan about coming in as a possible slot receiver, running back, just an athlete that we'd like to bring with us. We had him on a visit, you know, in the summertime here. We had him here, you know, there's beach, there's a beautiful environment, you know, and everything was a great visit for him. He fell in love with the school, and, you know, the only question was whether we were going to give him a shot at quarterback or not. And as soon as, you know, our starter from the previous year, Jordan Pisano, determined that this was not for him anymore, I called Juwan and said, hey, quarterback's, you know, the spot we want to bring you in at, and he jumped right on it, and then, you know, went to work to battle for the starting job, which, you know, took him really five or six games to get, and, you know, he's given us, you know, a big boost and moving the ball more effectively and obviously scoring, you know, a good number of points over the last two football games. Hope we can keep that going.
Got it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Your next question is from the line of Will Geohagen with The Independent.
Hey, Jim, how are you?
Will, doing well. How are you?
I'm good. Touching on Juwan again, what can you say about him personally bouncing back after the way that the game ended the week before?
You know, I would have expected nothing less than that. He's a, you know, he is what you would expect, a kid who makes a decision, you know, based really on football. I mean, he enjoyed the graduate school look and the educational opportunities here, but the kids transfer out there doing it for the football opportunity. And, you know, he's excited every day he comes into the facility to study tape or go to practice. That was a devastating, you know, loss at Elon, one that didn't just affect him but our entire football team. But he just went back to work, and he's a competitor and a battler and extremely proud of the way he played. I mean, he played, got banged up, got his shoulder taped up, and went right back on out there and finished the game. So he's just got a great attitude. He's a great competitor, and you know, he's, you know, obviously very talented to be able to do both run and pass and been able to extend plays. I mean, you've seen the involvement over the last couple games, and looking forward for him to continue to get better. But, you know, thrilled about him as a player and as a person.
Thanks.
Thanks.
And your last question will come from the line of John O'Connor with the Richmond Times-Dispatch.
Jim, do you bring up last year's game at Madison at all with your guys this year?
Briefly. You know, I mean, anybody who was in that locker room, you know, understands what happened in that football game. You know, you can do, you know, you make a choice as a coach to want to do the, hey, the revenge thing and all that stuff, which really isn't going to do anything for you when the opening kickoff gets going. So, you know, that was a low point for our football program. And, you know, what we talked about is, you know, how there's a new opportunity for this to become the high point for our football program. So it's a, you know, they've given us both, and that was a tough one to swallow for everybody. But at the same time, we were young and immature at that point in time, and we've made great strides since then. And that was provided for the what happened down there. So haven't spent a bunch of time on it, mentioned to it yesterday, and probably that's about all I'll do for the remainder of the week.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
All right, Jim, thanks as always for the time today, and look forward to talking again next week.
Sounds good. Thanks, Rob.
All right, thank you.